Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's a Monday afternoon. You're joining us here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison. I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're also listening to us on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. And Brian, got a little exclusive poll coming from our friends over at Up North News.
Okay.
This is the headline. Exclusive. Voters oppose national abortion ban and are, quote, worried and, quote, angry over state abortions rights.
Huh.
So our friends at Up North News poll 68% of likely voters oppose a national ban on abortion, according to new Courier Newsroom data for Progress survey. So Courier Newsroom, our friends that run the Up North News,
yep.
And Data for Progress put out this survey, and not only just, like, this is Americans across the board, Democrats, independents, Republicans, opposing a national abortion ban and saying they worry about abortion rights at the state level. And so it's pretty fascinating polling data. I encourage everybody to go over to upnorthnews.com, upnorthnewswi.com, to check out the entire polling information. Great layout of everything. And it talks about, despite the fact that this is the polling data, Republicans are still going after this issue in light of the leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court a few weeks ago, indicating that the Supreme Court has ruled in draft opinions to overturn Roe v. Wade, expecting that formal decision and releasing of the case later this summer, Brian. But states around the country, since that leaked opinion has occurred, have been drafting pretty much an all-out blitz against abortion rights in states from here in Wisconsin. It's been floated all the way. You got Louisiana. All these states are proposing really, really drawing back abortion rights.
Do any of them go after the males at all? The males involved? Have you heard any bills proposed?
I have not heard of a single
one. Even remotely held the male responsible at all for any of this situation at all?
No.
Yeah, so just shut up. Everybody's not you. You're wonderful. I love you, Luke, but shut up when you're talking about these laws.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to take into account the responsibility of the male involved, shut up. Simple as that.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion on this topic since the leaked opinion, and there's been a number of ideas floated saying, okay, well, if the federal government is going to mandate a pregnancy, when does child support payments start?
Yep.
If when
do paternity tests become mandatory?
Yep.
And free.
Yeah, and is healthcare provided for the mother if she's forced to have the baby? And yeah. Is that who's covering the healthcare costs? Because
you know you complain about the burdens of Obamacare, the forced mandate, and they're going to fine you if you don't have it. Oh my goodness! Well, you're literally fining someone for getting pregnant by tens of thousands of dollars because that's what the bill is.
Yeah, so along with this exclusive polling from our friends over at Up North News, we've also got a headline over at wispolitics.com. Local elected officials, over 60 local elected officials across Wisconsin sign an open letter opposing the investigation and prosecution of individual health care decisions.
Yeah, it's been signed by 60 elected officials from over a dozen Wisconsin counties.
Yeah, so today, Dane County Supervisor Sarah Smith and Cecilia Castillo published an open letter calling upon Wisconsin district attorneys, sheriffs, and police chiefs to pledge that they will not utilize the resources of their offices to investigate or prosecute individuals' health care decisions, including accessing abortion care. The open letter has been signed by over 60 local officials from over a dozen Wisconsin counties.
This backs up what Josh Call has already stated. He's not going to go after anyone. On top of that, think about this. However you think about the abortion, and however you stand about abortion, how is it going to work? How are you going to go after anyone? You know, are you going to check people at the border? Are you going to have officers with pregnancy tests? How are you going to enforce this? On top of that, do you really want local authorities to be involved in a nationally televised? Because, again, you're going to have national media all over the place coming down to little town, wherever, if you start prosecuting people for these things. Again, you can go and talk about how this you're going to turn this illegal and this this 136-year-old, 173-year-old of Wisconsin law comes into play. But again, the reality of it is it's already really restricted. There's only like, what, 7 clinics, and most of them are all in Dane County and Milwaukee County?
There's even fewer than 7. I think there's less than 7 clinics in Wisconsin that provide abortion services.
Let's not pretend like it's like totally accessible or even like readily available at all times anyway right now at all. And how are you going to enforce it? I've always asked that, and they're like, well, I don't know. Well, you can yell about how we shouldn't do it, but are you going to jail people? Are you going to fine people? And how are you going to tell? And how much of that is an invasion of privacy? Let's get a couple callers in before the end of this show here. Ross in Middleton, you're up. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Luke and Brian. Thanks for having the show. My 2 cents. With the abortion issue, I think, the polling may show a majority of Americans, but the American system is set up in such a way that the majority doesn't always rule. That is, it's like in Wisconsin, a purple state, you could have 60% of the people that are pro-choice. I'm pro-choice, but the way the system is set up, the Republicans own it, and so I'm thinking that what has to happen is kind of like how you guys were describing it. This thing has to play out. We have to sort of see some bad outcomes, and then this becomes national, and then I think people will then become reinvigorated to make a deal. I think for most people, abortion isn't really a direct issue. You know, most people may be for it, or you know, maybe they're against it, but it doesn't directly affect them.
Ross, I would contend that a lot of men feel that way. I don't believe it is not that big of an issue to a lot of women.
Right.
And the numbers just don't shake out. Like, this is going to be there's been a number of people on the conservative side that have said, oh, well, looking at the polling, the leaked opinion hasn't really changed a whole lot of the math that pollsters are looking at around the country. And I think it's important to note in a few areas. The Data for Progress survey done with Courier Newsroom and Up North News, it was 68% of likely voters across the country, including majorities of independents and Republicans, said they oppose a national ban on abortion, with 55% saying they strongly oppose it. Only 24% of people want this. So it's not even a close coin toss thing of when majorities don't rule. This is practically a supermajority of American voters across the board. And so I think it's going to only time's going to tell on this issue. There's still a lot of time between now and November for the polling to pick up how Americans actually feel about it. And I think it's going to have a lot of individuals engaged on the issue. Appreciate your call.
The ruling is supposed to come out at the end of their session this summer, too.
Yeah. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Otherwise, Brian and I will be back for your listening enjoyment tomorrow at 2. See you then.
Maybe.